With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Alex Hager. The decision to bring wolves back to Colorado could end up on ballots across the state next November. The Colorado Sierra Club is hosting an educational event in Glenwood Springs tonight, which will include a screening of the documentary Epic Yellowstone, Return of the Predators, as well as a short talk by ecologist Delia Malone. Her talk will try to answer the question, what would happen if wolves were restored to Colorado? She says it would start with a check on the numbers of deer and elk.
When they moderate those populations, when they push them out and make them move, vegetation can recover. When that vegetation can recover, that vegetation provides habitat for a myriad of other native species.
Tonight's event will start at 6 p.m. at the CMC Spring Valley campus in Glenwood Springs. Ski films from local skiers and riders will be screened alongside a professional film this weekend in Carbondale. Kristen Kay reports the Winterstoke Film Festival is meant to kick off the season.
Winterstoke is an annual festival from the True Media Foundation and Sunlight Resort in Glenwood Springs. Troy Hawks is Sunlight's marketing director. He says the festival is meant to build community.
Just recognizing that we're all out there skiing, and what we have in common is the excitement for winter.
The audience can vote on their favorite short film submitted by a local, then watch the professionally produced feature length Return to Sender. Winterstoke is at the 3rd Street Center tomorrow night. Kristen Kay, Atlas Nissan Arts and Culture Desk.
Almost half the nation is joining Colorado in lobbying the U.S. Supreme Court to take up a case that could seriously impact future presidential elections. Colorado and 22 other states want the highest court to decide whether presidential electors must vote for the candidate who wins the most votes in their states. The move comes after an appeals court ruled that former Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams was wrong to remove a presidential elector who refused to vote for Hillary Clinton after she won the state's popular vote in 2016. Current Secretary of State Jenna Griswold wants the Supreme Court to overturn that ruling before the 2020 election. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.